Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me and Nicole Byer tries to figure out how I am still single, even though you could step on all my glasses, call me stupid, and I would say, yes, I'm a dummy, and I can't see now. Honestly, this podcast truly is not about relationships very much anymore because I'm not dating. But my guest today, what a dang treat. I think she's very, very funny. You've seen her in Broad City. You've seen her on Chris Gethard Presents and Game Show, which is on Quibi. It's Sydney Washington.
Hey.
Hi, Sydney. How are you?
Man, this is how we're doing our Sunday, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, this is our Sunday. This is life now. You just Zoom. I gotta say, you look great. You
Thank you. You look like you
like go out and live your life like you're wearing eyeshadow. I haven't worn eyeshadow in God knows how long.
Okay, Nicole, let me tell you. So I do my Instagram live show because that is also my life. And I cook, which I'm really bad at. And it's a mess. And I just dress up because I know that the food is going to look terrible. But let me at least give you a look, you know?
Yes, that's how I feel about stand-up shows when we were doing them. I would never just wear jeans and a t-shirt. Mm-mm. I would always have my hair, like something fun, some butterfly clips, a lot of makeup. Because I was like, if I bomb, at least I bombed and I was pretty.
That's the way to be.
That's just kind of how I live. Same with auditions. I'm like, if it's like, she's frumpy, I'm like, mom, sorry, you'll have to imagine the frump. I'm going to look stunning because I might be bad.
But also, right, if you at least have the look, and the tape was kind of bad, they're still going to remember you. And they're like, I think I could find something for her, though. I could find something.
That's truly always the hope. There was this one job where I read the description. I was like, there's no way they would hire me for this. And my agent was like, just go in. So maybe they'll give you something else. I was like, okay. They didn't give me anything else. It was a Marvel movie.
Hold
on. And they
said,
we can't have you in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Nicole, I really thought you were going to hit me with a misdirect there, but you did not. Look at you.
I will say it has happened a couple. There was, I guess, started on something last year where I went out for the lead. They were like, no, thank you.
And then they let me come on the show and do like a smaller part. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe it does work.
Yeah.
But not for movies.
Thank you for the demotion, I guess. Thank you. That feels good.
Yeah. Thank you.
But right now, Nicole, I low key will take anything. I'll take it.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point where I'm like, you know, if I get COVID working, then it means I worked. I left my house and I did something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, so you stay in the house, right? And you are protecting yourself and others, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. That's great. And obviously we want people to do that, right? But say, for instance, you like choke on, I don't know, like chicken that's like very chewy. Mm-hmm. Or what's the thing that you like often choke on? I don't know. Like, there could also be maybe like oxtails where there's the fatty part. Ooh. And you could choke on that. There's uh-huh. just so many things you can choke on. And then you die alone. And it's like, I did all of that work for 6 months protecting myself.
To just die alone.
Die alone. Like, or on a cheese doodle, like something stupid. Like, it's like, we gotta live a little bit, no? Just a little?
I went to go pick up my medicine like an hour ago from Walgreens. And on the way back, I said, this is a Baskin Robbins. So I stopped at the Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
I walked into the Baskin Robbins and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get a little treat. I'm going to get a whole fucking cake. So I picked out the cake I wanted. Mm-hmm. And the man goes, would you like me to write happy birthday on it or something? And I was like, sir, this is for me. And he went, oh. And I said, I'm going to eat this whole thing and I don't need to say a thing. Okay? And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I can't be the only person who's walked into a Baskin Robbins and been like, this cake is for me.
No.
He was so shook.
Absolutely. Now, that's where I'm like, it must have been his first day ever in a Baskin Robbins.
I was like, so many sad people must walk in.
I want to bring light to like dessert. Tastes good. Why do you always have to be sad to eat it? It's delicious. You know what?
It is.
When you're sad, people usually eat soup. Now, soup is like, it's a hit or miss, but dessert is always delicious. So you don't always...
Wait, when you're sad, you eat soup?
Yes, yes. Soup is a very depression situation or like a pie, like chicken pot pie. That reminds me of like somebody doing a breakup or divorce, lost the house.
Lost the house. Let me get a pie. Yeah.
But like, I don't know, a 3-layer chocolate cake, bitch. Come on, you always be having a bad day to want that.
I guess you're right. I do like a dessert when I'm happy. I just can't get behind the soup when I'm sad. I don't like soup.
No.
I think soup is a crime. I think you look goofy slurping it up with a spoon. But then if you're going to bring the bowl to your lips, like you're too hungry.
You're doing
like,
too much.
Put the bowl down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like clam chowder. Who would ever?
Yeah.
You want white hot clams? No. Tomato soup? Get out of here. It's ketchup. Gazpacho? It's cold ketchup. The only thing I can actually get behind is like maybe like a potato puree.
Mm-mm.
That's like... not soupy, but like just like real smooth mashed potatoes.
Ooh, let me tell you, when I'm having a real hard time, I will be like so thirsty for a cheddar broccoli soup. Now that is just throw up.
Yes.
But I would go to Hale and Hearty and go in on it. And I was working across the street from one and I would go in all the time. And the woman would be like, you're the one that's like truly finishing this. Like you're
you
the
make
only
a pot
one.
At the beginning of the week, and that pot is yours. Mm-hmm. You'll have a little scoop from that pot every day.
But it's fine. I stand by cheddar broccoli soup. It's really a dip. It's really a dip.
It is a dip, and the only way I will eat it is from Panera Bread, where they serve it to you in that bread bowl.
Ooh.
And you can rip off pieces of the bread, dip it in. That's the only way
Ooh,
I can eat it.
Okay, you have standards. You have standards.
Just a little. It's like, give me more carbs to go with my cheese mm-hmm. stew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a soup gal.
No, it's yeah. I'm telling you, it's a bad day or a bad month when you're just craving soup all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever craved. Oh, okay. So I do like one kind of soup, and that's ramen.
Yes.
Nobody told me that ramen was like soup or broth with like chunkums in there.
But it's not soup. I don't. Ramen is ramen. Soup is soup. We don't put ramen in the soup category. I don't see it.
Okay.
Because ramen is soup with personality and character.
So much personality.
Like, ramen goes out. It has friends. It's living its life.
Yes.
Soup is in the corner.
Soup is sad. Soup ain't got no friends.
Yeah. Okay, so we should be nicer to soup. Is that what you're saying?
We should. I guess I should be nicer to soup. Soup is so sad. Did you see Trump's? It was a video of Trump saying that protesters were bringing bags of soup to protests, and if you ask them why they had bags of soup, they would just go, "It's soup from a family." It's a clip where he says soup no less than 30 times in the matter of 2 minutes, and I don't think I've laughed harder.
I don't believe that that's real, but maybe that was a bit for him.
I feel like a lot of his life is a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Life is truly just so exhausting.
He's really a successful comedian. I don't call him a president, but a really like on the money, like method actor and very like thriving comedian.
Mm-hmm. I mean, by that standards, Joe Rogan will be our next president.
Ooh, God. Oof. Tough. Tough to say out loud. But
I've never met Joe Rogan. I wonder if he's nice.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. I don't know him, but he's also got like one of those podcasts that it's just like everybody's feeling it.
Yes.
Everybody's loving it.
You know, when something hits, it hits.
Mm-hmm. And it hits hard.
Mm-hmm. Have you been dating during this quarantine?
Ooh, let me tell my story. I'm so glad to be on here.
Let me tell my story.
Let me tell you my journey, Nicole. Okay, boom. So me and my ex broke up like a year ago, a year ago. And I was like going through it because, you know, I'm a lesbian, very codependent. You know, a lot of my mail was like still going to her house after the breakup. Like I had to borrow her
credit card.
Oh, you
guys were living together?
Oh, we were living together 5 years. She was with me like during my trying to get sober, my relapse, my depression. Like she's seen the absolute worst of me. So we had to break up and it didn't last. And then obviously we had to break up. When somebody sees you at their lowest, like they can't get wet like that. It just they love you and they feel for you and they want to do nice things for you. But I don't know. Honestly, you know, it wasn't even her not getting wet. It was me because I was depressed. So let me not put that on her. She's an amazing person. I still love her and talk to her every day because I owe her money. Anyway, so
Wait, but do you guys like actually talk a lot?
No, all the time. Every day. Yeah. we're friends. We're
That's
really friends.
That's so fucking healthy.
Is it?
I think to be friends with your ex, like if you spent 5 years with somebody and then you just straight up never fucking talk to them again, that to me is crazy.
Yes.
You shared your life with somebody and you don't want to like just know how they are.
Yeah.
I think that's literally psychotic.
I think more people need to hear this because a lot of people are on that. Cut them off. I don't need them. That person in my life. They toxic ex, you know. Et cetera, et cetera. But some relationships should still be flourishing. Like just because we're not together doesn't mean we can't check in and see how I want the best. Not for most of my exes, but this ex in particular, I would love for everything to go right for her because she's really an amazing person that just so happened to be from Detroit. No shade on Detroit, but she just so happened to be from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well. But anywho, so then you know, I started dating after that because you got to cleanse a palate. Like after a hard lesbian breakup where, I mean, I had to move out. I had to bring my friends to help me. And I just had garbage bags. And that's how you know you lost in the relationship. When you are moving things just in bags, you have nothing.
I bought a house and I moved from my apartment to my house in trash bags. And the movers, I think, thought they were taking me like around the riverbend under a bridge because one of them audibly said out loud, wow, I can't believe this is where we're taking this stuff.
Where did they think they were going to bring the stuff?
I don't know, but I literally moved with 1,000 heavy-duty black trash bags.
I mean, what, you want boxes? I don't know. Like, what,
I guess, but trash bags move shit very easily.
Yeah.
And you label them. You go, this is the kitchen trash. This is the bedroom trash. This is the living room trash.
Nicole, you're the only other person I've spoken to that's, like, speaking highly about trash
it's
bags
easy.
And moving with
like
them.
Especially your clothes. You want me to get a wardrobe box and then hang up my clothes for what? Yeah. For it to collapse into what would be a bag, mm-hmm. and then you pick them up off the floor and hang them. Just put them in a bag. Take them off the hanger. Put them in a bag. Rehang them.
I'm here for it. I'm here. The only problem is the shoes, the heels. That like you got a triple bag the heels
because
it was a lot of holes. It was a lot of holes in the bag, and mm-hmm. You know they're in the middle of the move. The bag rip. It whatever. That's no here, no there. We don't need to talk about that. I'm dating. I'm out there. You know my Pumkash, just trying to get it recharged mm-hmm. and ready for whatever this dating life is. And you know the person that I was dealing with. Somebody was calling me.
It's okay. It's nice to know that you're popular and people call you on a Sunday.
No. Okay.
I've gotten no phone calls today.
Oh, what? Nicole, that's insane. You are so famous.
The only thing I've gotten today was the nice man who lives with me took me off his family plan on the Apple TV. So I got several notifications about it. And I was like, I get it. I have no family.
Well, all these people are canceled. I'll call you, Nicole. Listen, Mateo will tell you that I'm not afraid to FaceTime at any hour on the hour of the day and check in and be like, hey, what's up? Like, we just spoke yesterday. I'll FaceTime you today.
I like that. Yeah. I love it.
I'm good for it. I want to make sure that I do my own little personal wellness check. And when I'm doing a wellness check for you, it's really for myself.
Interesting. I like that. I like that you're saying that because I know sometimes when I check in with people, I'm like, this is for me to reach out and be like, I need to speak to a friend who I like.
Yeah. Yeah. So anywho, the person after my ex, I knew that I wasn't ready to be in a relationship yet. I needed to be on my own because I was so obsessed with being a pair. So mm-hmm. the next person that was in the way, not in the way, but the next person that had to deal with me, I also feel bad about too, because then I started getting on meds and therapy, and it was just a Willy Wonka hot garbage of mess. And so I think she claims that she didn't want a relationship with me, but sis, let me tell you, the moves felt very relationship-like.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to put that person on blast or front street. So then quarantine hits
mm-hmm.
and I start talking to another young lady, and by young, she was younger than me. She was like almost 10 years younger than me. Wow. I can't believe I said that out loud, but because I finally had gotten in a place where I was like, oh, I think I can love. I came in too hot. I came in too hot, and I almost started to act like the last person that I was hooking up with. And I put it on her. Mm-hmm. And so we're FaceTiming and watching movies together. And I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, we're in love. And it's like, sis is just wasting time. Or like, she's just like, we're in quarantine. What else are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're just talking to somebody, right? You make sure the days are going by. But then her birthday hit. And that's when the turning point. Because for me, I was like, I am ready to love. So I send 50 small cupcakes and 2 orchids, like the oldest bitch on the block. It's like, who is sending orchids? Did someone die?
Yeah, but
did
you? It's more creative than like sending a dozen roses.
Right. That's what I was thinking, Nicole. But when I'm like, oh, this is creative, the person is like, you are crazy. It's not creative. You're crazy. You're doing too much. Calm the fuck down. And then we had to disperse. I mean, she was like, I can't do this.
She was like, I don't like orchids and I don't eat cupcakes. Goodbye.
No, she did love cupcakes and she did like orchids. That's why I got them. I was thoughtful.
That is thoughtful.
I was thoughtful, Nicole.
I think it's thoughtful. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's right. You're right. But a really nice girl. I obviously, you know, I was like going through stuff. So she probably got a side of me that did did probably come off a little strange, but I'm proud. I'm proud of the decisions that I made.
May I ask how long have you been sober, or is this a topic to avoid?
No. I've been sober for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I started getting sober almost like 5 years ago, maybe five and a half. But then I relapsed 2 years in, and then I had to start all over. Mm-hmm. But I had a real good stint. Ooh, girl, I was drinking and biking and doing cocaine in the day and the night.
Wait, drinking and biking?
Oh,
like on a bicycle?
Yes, bicicleta. I was white wining it down, like a bottle in, and then riding the bike in the summertime from Bushwick, the Bushwick in Brooklyn, to Harlem.
Damn.
Harlem. Did you hear me? Harlem.
I was
drunk on coke, biking in the heat. When I tell you, snatched. I was so snatched that summer.
Yes, you probably were so thin.
It's very thin, but was thick because I was still eating. But they thought that I had went away to go get my butt done, but I didn't. It's just all the stuff with all the, I was working on my glutes, and so my butt was big, and then face was gaunt.
That is wild. That is a ride. That's like, what, like an hour and a half on your bike? Mm-hmm.
Oh, in the heat. This was like the dead of summer.
Did anyone almost hit you? That's scary.
You know what? Let me tell you, when I was waitressing, like professionally as a career, I always was like drunk and high, and I had to like overcompensate to make sure that I didn't get caught being too like blackout. So I would be very on alert, high alert. So I was biking, and it was just like second nature to just keep my eyes open. I'll have my little speaker going. I would never wear headphones because I think headphones are distracting because you can't really hear what's going on.
I think they're distracting as well. At least you were smart while you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I drank the most in my life when I was a waitress. I was waiting tables, and you would like literally take your money and then give it right back to the restaurant because I would just sit there and just drink.
One time I thought that I had lost $500. I had went to this bar. I'm getting shots, but I knew all the bartenders, so they wasn't really charging me. They'll charge me for a drink, but I'm getting shots. I'm drinking. I'm getting other people drink or whatever, and I'm by myself. Spoiler alert, I had got roofied one time, and that stopped all those going out. Yeah, going out by yourself. It's like you really do need a buddy system. But yeah, I thought I had lost $500, and I hit up the bar, and I was like, can you believe I lost $500 last night? And it was like, girl, no, you gave us $500. I said, why did you take it? What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
why would
truly.
I give y'all $500? They were like, girl, we kept telling you, you don't have to do this. This is too much. Too much. You were just throwing 20s at us. You even gave us a 50. Like, you were doing a lot. I was like, I don't remember that. They were like, well, you can check the cameras because you were doing it. And I said, okay, I believe you. I believe you. I have been going to them for a long time, so they wouldn't rob me. Like, I was giving away the money.
That's very funny.
Tequila's dangerous.
I worked on 57th and Broadway, between 8th and Broadway, and we would either stay at the bar or go, like, around the corner where we would just, give them 20s, like, 10s, and they'd be like, oh, you don't have to. You're like, but I want to.
We're handing out 20s like they're dollar bills.
Yes.
Insane.
Because you have so much money on you, you're like, I have to get rid of it.
I have to. It, like, my hand was burning on fire whenever I had money on. Ooh, I'm so glad when they stopped giving us cash and we would have to, like, they would just direct deposit. I was like, this is saving my life. Yeah. To have money on a card instead of just having cash really, really upped my, like, spending in terms of, like, spending properly.
Yeah, I never got that. I was always like, take home that cash.
Bad.
I was also a bad server. I would definitely always forget things, blame the kitchen. And then I worked at this place where they did, like, live shows, and I was the last person, like, hired. So I always had to, like, work this open mic thing for singers.
No.
And I was like, I'm never going to make any money when people just order like two teas to make their $5 minimum. And then 20% of $5 is a dollar. And I think, wait, $5.
Whatever it is, it doesn't set you up to be a good waitress. Yes. That's what that is.
So then I decided, I was like, wait a minute. If I ring in two teas and then drop this same check over and over and over again, I can pocket that $5 and make a little bit of money for myself. Because I'm like, am I really stealing if it's like hot water? And then I'm like, the $10 I've charged and like actually like put in the system, I'm like, that pays for the tea bags of the people whose money I'm just taking.
Nicole, the way you're thinking, I thought like that too. So you're fine.
Okay,
you're
totally perfect. Fine. Thank you.
In a grand scheme of things, these restaurants are robbing their customers.
Yes.
Like everything's overpriced. We know how much they really pay for the bottles of liquor. Like it's a scam and don't feel bad.
It is wild because like a bottle of vodka is like what? 20 bottles, $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then they charge 10 per drink. They've already made back the bottle after two drinks.
Oh, and it gets better when people are buying like bottle service. Now that's when it really gets criminal. Cause I was a bottle waitress and they would literally be like, oh, $600 for Grey Goose.
And that's like a $45 bottle.
And I'm not going to tell you how sometimes they were refilling the Grey Goose with, you know, not well vodka.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, good on you. That's wild, though.
So that's why I didn't feel bad for any of the stunts that I was pulling. Because you know what? Whenever I did get my money, I was giving back to the community.
Yes.
And making sure the other bartenders and bussers and waitresses was doing well. I was tipping nice.
I think that's good. You could literally spit in my face as you serve me food and I will still give you 20, 25%. I can't fathom giving any less. I remember going out with my aunt once and she was like, if they wanted more money, they would get a better job. And I was like, well, if you don't want a tip, then you should cook at home.
Because it's that simple. If you really hate service so much, you know what you can do? Go to the grocery store and bring your ass home and cook your own filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you want your fries fast, honey, you make your own fries.
Make your own dang fries. I've been making so many french fries, so many tater tots, because I discovered how to like deep fry them without having a deep fryer.
Are you talking about a air fryer?
No, I'm talking about putting vegetable oil in a pan with a tall side, tilting it to the side, putting my tater tots in the oil, and they cook evenly and crispy, and they're delightful, and they're delicious. And then I drain them on a little paper towel. Ooh, then I squeeze the ketchup on them, and then I go, munch, munch, munch. I love this.
You just shared something that I didn't know, and I'm sure tons of other people didn't know about that either.
You can also make deep fried pancakes. Whatever oil you use, do the same thing, put a little too much, tilt it to the side, deep fry them pancakes.
I've never had a deep fried pancake.
I used to make them when I was little. It's wild that my mother saw me doing this and was like, this is good for her. And she set me up for some nice failures.
Well, no, maybe she saw you doing it and she's like, oh, she looks so happy.
Oh, maybe. I never think about things like that.
Yeah, because parents are just trying to find a way for you to keep busy. And they're like, oh, she wants to fry some pancakes. Let her fry some pancakes so she don't have to be in my face, you know?
Yeah. And also, so like another thing about my mom, she used to make corned beef hash. Do you like corned beef hash?
No, but Solomon, Giorgio does. Mm-hmm. And every time we're at a diner, he gets it so passionately and so proudly that it almost makes me want to get it. But something stops me because I'm like, I don't think I like the taste.
Well, only the good ones are out of a can. If it's like homemade corned beef hash, it's disgusting. Okay. It has to be Hormel out of the can, and it's so fucking good. That's so funny that Solomon likes it. I wonder if it's like I almost just said a black people thing, but you're definitely black. And then I was like, an island people thing. And I'm like, he's from Africa.
Yes.
There's like truly no correlation that I can.
No, he's the only one that likes it. I haven't met anybody else who fucks with it like that, the way he does. Like in front of a group of five.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to order it in front of a group of five.
Mm.
Although last time I did order it in public was in... Fuck, it was in a snowy place. Oh, it was Spokane, Washington, which if you're from Spokane, good on you. But Sydney, you don't ever have to go. You are not missing a thing. Mm-mm. The people there are wild. I really hated my time there.
Spokane. I don't like it.
I also say the name wrong and people love to correct me. So if you're listening to this and you're like dying to correct me, don't do it. I don't give a shit. Spokane, whatever. But we went to this diner and I ordered corned beef hash, a bagel, and an egg and bacon. And it was so good. And then the next day I was so ill.
Yeah, that I was like, ooh, that feels wrong on all parts.
It was very bad and very wrong. And I brought some of it home. I was rolling around in my bed drunk, eating it. And then the next day I was like, pop, 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 pop. You're sick.
In your stomach?
Yes, it was tough.
You had the runs?
Oh, more than the runs. It was as if like rocket ships were launching out of my asshole. It was horrific.
Okay, I have a good story. I have a great story. Because you said that you were drunk eating it or whatever. And that's like... Like alcohol doesn't help you like settle. It doesn't help with digestion, and like the food just sits there. So on one of my like beautiful tequila runs, I am not runs like diarrhea, but like just going different places and having like tequila. I used to love pierogies, Veselka. Remember Veselka?
Yes, I would
love Veselka.
Are they still open?
I don't know, but I know that people were like, we got to keep supporting them because it's like the best.
They're so good. Their pierogies are so fucking good.
Yes. So I'm like maybe 15 tequila shots in. Oof. And I'm like going home. I'm in the cab with my other friend, Jennifer, and we order maybe 25 pierogies or something like that. And I give her half and I take the other half. And then you know how you do the beets and the sour cream and the dill, and you do all the works. So, and I liked mine boiled. Do you like yours fried?
I can eat them either way. I preferred fried, but boiled is fine.
Love it boiled.
I just love a pierogi.
So I'm in the cab. We drop her off. We get in a fight because I paid for it. And she's like, I wanted to pay. And I was like, this is dumb. We're not men. Why are we fighting over paying? This is stupid. So she gets out and I'm like deep throating these pierogies in the fucking cab. The cab driver was annoyed because one, pierogies don't smell that amazing, but it was definitely like arugula and goat cheese.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do the most.
Uh-huh.
That's me. So then I finish all of them before we get to my destination. I get out. I'm lit. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to hit that bed. Mm-hmm. Hit the bed. I go to sleep. Apparently, I woke up in the middle of the night. I thought I was dreaming, but I threw up all over myself.
Oh, no.
I had a weave, like a brand new weave.
Oh.
I threw up on the side of the bed, and I thought it was a dream, and a bitch went back to sleep, was laying in my own throw-up. Okay, listen, everybody's got to hear rock bottom, babe. This was one of them. I had many. Some people say one rock bottom. It took me about 15. So I had a roommate at the time, and she calls me maybe like 15 minutes before she's like home. She's like, yeah, I'm about to be home. Can you let me in? Blah, blah, blah. I forgot my keys. So I'm in a panic. Because the pierogies, everything was sitting in my weave.
Ugh.
Just, I mean, beets, dill, sour cream, your mama's shoe, whatever. Ugh. Not your mama, but like in general. Just everything was in my hair and on the side of my bed. And it had been sitting there for hours.
Ooh-wee.
Just bad. My room just... you should need to throw the whole bedroom away.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I had to get a mop and I threw my head in the mop in the bucket of water and stuff because I was like, I just need to soak. And yeah, did I clean up in time for my roommate not to notice that I threw up on myself? Nope. Oof. She was like, what is that smell? What died in here? I said, girl, my soul is dead.
Away.
I was like, mind your business and go in your room that doesn't have a door. You know when you have a big living room and you just have a curtain? I was like, bitch, go in your room and close the door. And she's like, there are no doors. Door. Yeah, I moved out shortly after that.
Yeah. Ooh, that is tough.
Yeah.
But I've done it. Mm-hmm. I drank, I think, 2 bottles of red wine. I still have a problem with red wine. And I am not blind. People have tweeted at me, don't say you're blind unless you're blind. But I cannot see anything without glasses. Like, okay, if you are a friend and you're standing 2 feet away from me, I don't know you're my friend without glasses or contacts.
So that's nearsighted.
Very, very nearsighted. Like, okay, I can't drive without glasses or contacts. I can barely read. I have to, like, it's really bad. But I was at my dad's house. He kept like cases of wine around. So I drank 2 bottles of red wine, go to sleep, face down, just pass out, woke up, and I was like, what is that smell? And then there was just red puke under me.
No.
And I was like, what is this? And I didn't have my glasses on. So I was like, just mushing it with my hands. And I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh my God, it's all over me. What? It's not shit. You can't shit from your torso. So I took off my clothes. P.S. never put on my glasses. And then bundled it all up. And I was like, what? I don't know what this is. And I was like, I better wash this. So then I take it downstairs. And I think my glasses were downstairs. I put my glasses on and I open it up to put it in the washing machine. I was like, oh, this is definitely vomit.
Yes. And you're like, I probably should just throw these sheets away.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Ooh.
I washed it out and used a lot of bleach and, washed them up.
Well, I will tell you that I did not throw my weave away because I had just got it and I paid a good money for it. And I said, I'm just going to soak it in some herbal essence because, herbal essence is strong.
Very strong.
Like all of the floral, like a bouquet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just soaked it, conditioned it. And it took 3 days for it to not smell like somebody crawled in my scalp and died. But yeah, I tell all these stories because it's just like, yeah, you look at someone and you think, oh, they got it together. And it's like, oh, you don't know my second, third, fourth life. You don't know what life I'm on. You don't know me. I barely know myself.
Yeah, I cut back on drinking after, after I pooped myself. I think I've told that story on my podcast, so we don't have to go there again.
Okay.
But I was just like, I think it's time to maybe not be so drunk that you don't wake up when you gotta shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was also in a hotel, and then I had to leave a note and be like, I'm so sorry. And I left them $45, or it was $40.
That's not enough, Nicole. $40 for doodle?
But no, it was ma'am. Just little nubbles.
No, girl. You need to call that hotel immediately after the podcast and be like, yeah, I don't know if you guys remember me, but when I shit in the bed, they were like, oh, yes, we absolutely do remember you. We do remember you.
We do remember you. I got to say, when quarantine started, I was like, okay, so we're back to just drinking 3 bottles of wine every night. And then I was talking to my therapist and she was like, well, are you having fun doing that? And I was like, no, I keep waking up hungover. And she was like, well, when things stop being fun, stop doing them. And I was like,
okay. Oh, damn. They should have told me about that for college. Because, I didn't get the hint with college until they was like, you got to go. So, yeah. And it wasn't fun. It wasn't good or fun from jump. So, I just did 4 years of, terribleness. And obviously, my grades just sucked because I just couldn't. I had anxiety and depression or whatever. And they were like, yeah, it looks like we got all of the money that you were gonna give, so you should just leave. And I proudly say that I did not finish college. And if you hold that against me, you don't understand the scam that is the system.
College is a scam. The American dream is a scam.
Yes.
I mean, I keep talking about how I was like, America's not good. who thinks it's good? I was just talking to Yasser Lester about it, and I was like, tweet at me. If you can tell me, like, three things that are good about America, I'll contemplate being like, all right, fine, it's fine here. But, like, I don't know.
What'd they say?
Well, that episode hasn't come out yet, but by the time this one comes out, it would have been, I think, the week before this one. So, I don't know.
I'm excited to hear or see the tweets.
Me too. But first, we have to take a break.
Oh.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to, like, own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at, like, having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back. Sydney, mm-hmm. What kind of lady are you looking for?
Well, I know all those crazy stories. You're like, oh, this bitch has got to be alone. But I found somebody.
I found someone. You are dating someone.
I am. I found someone on Instagram. And what? I talk shit about that stupid ass app that gives me all of the drama and pain and never, like, the little joy that I get is, like, memes and stuff that my friends post. But for the most time, I'm like, why do we do this to each other? But, yes, I met somebody on Instagram, you know, slid in a DM. Well, they slid in my DM, but it all started with me, you know, just doing a little bit of liking stuff, writing stuff in the comments, and eventually they caught on. And yeah, it just worked out. I feel like we're soulmates, but that's what most lesbians say in the first 2 months of dating.
So it's been 2 months. I know you're in New York, so like people are seeing each other because y'all really locked down and handled shit a little bit better mm-hmm. than the rest of the country. So are you like hanging out in person? What does dating look like right now? I don't know.
Well, the person doesn't live in New York. So there's a little bit of problematic traveling for love. But, you know, like I said, it's like you can take all the precautions, which, you know, I wear a mask and I get tested and I do what I can. But then there's at the point where it's like you will be mentally unwell if you stay in your apartment for more than a month. You'll be unwell.
Yes.
And I was. I was like so sad. I was like, how are people not jumping off the bridge? And actually people were. So, you know.
Wait, were they? Just,
I mean, I don't know. But I did watch that documentary called The Bridge on Amazon. And it's about people who were jumping off of the Golden Gate Bridge. So sad. But like people are like so sad, right? They're miserable. And it's like, I just want to live my life and be safe. And if I think that this is the love of my life, I need to get on that that Delta flight and do it.
Wait, where do they live? You oh, don't have to say LA. It's, oh, they live in LA.
They live in
LA. Oh, so I can say hello to them. Imagine yeah. I was, I mean, I think now being on a plane isn't bad.
No.
I think it's when Americans start going back to work and then have more disposable income compiled with, they're like, it's a hoax. Then I think it's like, oh boy, maybe I won't travel.
It was safer in the airport when I went, because I went last month. And it was, everybody had, first of all, the flights was small. You could go mm-hmm. in and out of the airport. You could do backflips, cartwheels, mm-hmm. everything. And you could like run track in the airport. There was no one there. And then you get on the plane and everybody has their mask on. Nobody's taking their mask off, only to like eat or drink or something for a little mm-hmm. bit. But I slept in my mask. I took a nap, woke up. Puddle of drool. So yeah, everybody is kind of abiding by the rules for the most part when they're traveling. And I mean, we like stayed in the house when I was in LA, or like drove in a car to get food.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing crazy. Like we were, you know, just trying to be in love, I guess, or whatever people call it. Yeah, it was sweet. But I'm also 35, Nicole, and I'm just like,
I knew that you were older than me, but that's so wild
damn,
to me.
Bitch, why?
Because you said it the last time we talked.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay.
But I fully thought and still think that you are younger than me.
Oh, okay.
You look so young.
No, it's just I don't take anything serious. And, you know, I put rhinestones on my eyelids. So that also, that you know, paired with the euphoria, I've done drugs before vibes. Yeah, you think I'm in college, but I'm not. I'm an old ass woman, and I feel like I've done enough to feel like I know if something is going to move forward or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all, especially after everything that just we went through, just stop wasting people's time. Like, just, you know, if you want to be in a relationship or not, don't talk to somebody every day and send them stuff and do all these things. If you're like, oh, I don't really want that. It's just like, okay, so get off the apps.
Yes. I do not understand going out with somebody and then having them go, oh, I don't really want to be in a relationship right now. I'm like, then why are we out on a date? Why are you literally wasting my time and other people, not just my time,
yeah,
but like everybody's fucking time.
Let me get this right. Y'all are casually dating in a full-blown pandemic? Bitch, are you mad? Like, these people barely wash their sheets, wash their ass, or wash their legs. And you're telling me you're going to trust them on these social distance dates? You're telling me that you're going to trust this guy named Earl? Oh, because you're like, oh, yeah, he knows what he wants. No, he doesn't. He does not change his socks. No.
Honestly, why I've just removed myself from the conversation. It's a narrative I don't want to be a part of. Mm-mm. I'm getting a little depressed. I sobbed on the phone with my therapist the other day. I was like, I just want to be fucked. And she very calmly was like, yes, I understand that, but also there's toys. And I said, Mary, I understand that there's toys. I use toys every night. I need someone to like huff on top of me. And then for me to go, this is only mediocre. And she was like, why do you want that? And I was like, I can't tell you why. I just want it. I miss it. And she was like, it's okay. I'm sure next week she'll have something more profound to say, because sometimes it takes her a minute to go, all right. Mm-hmm. So Nicole has cried to me telling me that she wants something mediocre. I don't really understand that. Let me go away and come back, which is what I love.
You just want to feel that, like, you want to be next to somebody and the vibes. It feels good. But I will say there's tons of people with empty promises. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what the hell they want. They're trying to heal from toxic relationships. And it's like, babe, I don't have the time. I need to put my eggs on ice. Do you hear me? I need a dirty martini with my eggs in it. And I need to know if I'm going to have a family or not. So, like, do you want this or not? Or move on.
But also, I don't have, like, a ticking clock. I don't want kids.
Oh,
like,
I don't want
a family.
All right.
I think there's nothing scarier than a small child who looks like me, who's just as loud as me, but way more reckless because it's a child.
Right.
Like, it's scary. I was a scary child. I was so loud. I felt so bad for everything my mother had to go through with me. And also, I was just like a contrarian, and I would do things, and she'd be like, I don't understand this. And I'd be like, well, figure it out. You're my mommy. But like, I don't want it. I don't want a kid. I can't.
Yeah, I could personally say that my situation with my mother, I know that she did not want kids, but somehow managed to have three.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she wasn't ready, or I think she was like forced into having her first kid, and then like there's just a snowball effect of everything else. But you know, she did what she could, and I get it. But because of my relationship with my mother and how like estranged I am from my family, I'm like, I do want a little bit of my own just to, you know, I'm tired of putting my random ass friends down for emergency contacts. Like, I get jealous of people who are like, yeah, my mom is my emergency contact. I talk to her all the time. It's like, word? You talk to her all the time? Like, and and it's crazy because my mom did get COVID, and it scared me because I was like, I am under no way, shape, or form ready. I can't deal with any death. No, mm-hmm. like a family death. No, I can't. I'm just mentally unstable for it. And I was like, you got to stay alive. But she did, and she still was homophobic and really problematic as she normally is. And I was like, you still got it in you, bitch. Even after being in the hospital for 2 weeks, you still alive.
COVID didn't shake it out of her. She was like, I'll hang on to this.
You still like, gays are bad? Really? But yeah, I want to have like a little family, and I don't need the kid to look like me or anything like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, I might adopt. Who knows? My eggs could. I drink Red Bull every day, so I don't even know if I could have kids. But I just want a little something with a partner and, you know, that loves me and wants to have a kid, too. And just break the cycle of whatever the Washington Robinson curse is.
I mean, if I got into a relationship with somebody and they wanted kids, I would like think about it and I'd like explore my options. But like, I'm not close to my family. Like, I'm not close to my grandparents or anything. Like, my grandmother went to the hospital on my birthday and I thought it was a treat from Jesus, which is like, not Nicole. That she didn't die. She's fine.
Right.
It's not
right,
a nice thing to say, but she's like very mean to me. And it was just very funny.
Can we talk about that for 1 second? Why do people try to guilt you into, oh, no, I need to remain nice to these people who, yes, blood are related, but treat me worse than like a stranger on the J train?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, and I think that's just society. And then, like, in therapy, I would talk about how, like, me and my grandparents are, and she was like, just because they're your family doesn't mean you can't put up
boundaries.
Boundaries, yes. Mm-hmm. So that's like what I've done, and I feel better for it. She doesn't reach out to me. I don't reach out to her. And I'm like, this must be a delight for her. Like, I don't call her anymore. She doesn't call me. So it's just like, I don't know why people are like, but that's your grandmother. And mm-mm. I'm like, and she's rude.
She can go.
No, I mean,
not your grandmother, but like,
she can. She that's truly so can. Rude.
So mean, but
no, I said to her the last time I saw her, I said, honestly, this might be the last time you see me. And she laughed.
Some people got the hate in their heart. And yes. It's not for me to try to change how you feel or have a new perspective. Listen, I'm exhausted. 2020 kicked my fucking ass and everybody else's. And mm-hmm. I don't have time to be rebuilding you as a person. I'm hanging on by a thread. Mm-hmm. How dare you? And yes, she's your grandmother or anybody in your family, whatever. It's just like, I'm not here to fix anybody right now. This is I'm not a mechanic.
Really worried about myself. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just trying to eat my powder donuts and keep it moving.
But you know what? I do think the back end of this year will pick up. I don't know why I feel it in my heart of hearts, but I think October is going to be like when it all starts to be okay for people. Okay. And I think 2021... I really think it's going to be like the year for everybody, because I claim 2020 to be my year, and it's been a bad year, but it's wild. I was like, I'm going to tour less. And then the universe went, you won't tour at all. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. And it's like, oh, I want to like take a break from some things. The universe was like, great. You won't do a thing. So, I mean,
but some great things happened for you this year. Yes. And moving forward just with your shows and awards and everything. And it's like, you also are getting the shine that you deserve in a fucking pandemic.
And yes. So that's why I'm saying I got to phrase it a different way. So 2020 is going to be the year for, or no, 2021 will be the year for everybody.
Yeah, but I think that's what we need to stop doing. We got to stop claiming these fucking years. We got to close our damn mouths and just let the year play out. It's like when somebody's like, oh, we're going to get married. No. Don't do that. Don't mm-hmm. put, because then the universe is here. The universe is, because it's more than one universe. It's like, oh, say what? You mm-hmm. think that you could claim something before I do? Let me switch it up. And that's why I think 2020 was cursed from the beginning, because everybody kept talking about how 2020 was going to be so lit. Then yep. what? We was on our backs. We were on our backs, on our couches, in the fetal position.
truly, like 3 months in, 2020 was like, go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Which is very, like, very ballsy, but also rude.
But also a New Yorker.
Yes.
2020 is a New Yorker.
Yes, 2020 is a little bit of a New Yorker. In a way where, like, some good things have happened, but a lot of bad things have happened. Because people are like, New Yorkers are rude. I'm like, no, they're not. Mm. They just don't suffer no fools. Like, they're, mm-hmm. like, New Yorkers are, I love New Yorkers. I miss New Yorkers. Because people in LA will lie to your face and smile.
So
where
fake.
In New York, they'll just be like, oh, I don't know where you're supposed, I don't know. I don't, stop talking to me. And you're like, got it. And, okay.
And that's what 2019 was, fake. It was trying to let you, make mm-hmm. you think like, oh, things are pretty good.
No,
we're fine. Don't worry. Like, Trump is president, but we're going to make it. It's not going to get worse than this. And then 2020 was like, bitch, let me show you the truth.
Yep.
Like a New Yorker.
Oh, boy. Sydney, yeah. Do you have any advice on how after COVID is done, I can go about trying to get my fuck on?
Well, if you just want to fuck, good thing is that
I want a relationship. Relationship.
Okay. Now, this is what I say. I think, write it down. Do you write? Have you written stuff down like that before?
I have. I write down every year what I want in a partner and what I like, just, yeah, what I want.
Okay. And are you a person that's like open?
Yes, very open. I'm open You're to open. Any old thing.
No.
Which doesn't sound nice, but like I keep my options open because I hate when people are like, oh, well, I'm just not attracted to that. I'm like, oh, well, how do you fucking know?
Exactly.
You don't know.
It's true. It's very true. Okay, so you write it down. You're very open. You're doing all the right things, right? But also, it's kind of like when you pivot and don't even think about it sometimes. That happened. That's good, too. That has happened to me where, like, if I don't even think about work coming, because when I stress and, like, I want a book, I want to, nothing is, my email's empty as fuck. Nobody's reaching out. I ain't got nothing. Bank account looking real sad. But then when I calm down, I'm like, it's going to come. Don't worry. Like, I before the pandemic, I had a roommate. I didn't think that I was going to be able to move out of my ex's apartment. I had nothing but garbage bags. And now I got this little apartment by myself. Cute.
It's
you
cute.
Know,
and it's, you have it's in, plants behind you and mood lighting.
Living. And, you know, am I paying my rent on time? No. But the rent is getting paid all by myself. And I'm working through it. So it's like, I was like, it's going to come. If I keep stressing it, then that's when I don't get what I deserve. But when you relax and just let, you know, the arms of an angel take you in and give you what you deserve, maybe it might happen. But also, it's like right now, the caliber of people, I'm not going to lie, is pretty bad because they're like selfish. They're sad. They don't have anything to talk about. They are bitter or angry or mad at the system or just they don't even love themselves. So right now, if you date most of the people, if you were able to go out, we're getting people who went through World War V right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like would be good to wait it out a couple months and like just chill and not even think about it. And then hopefully when there's a vaccine, you could really get out there and get a better level of, I mean, if you, it's men, right? Or women?
Doesn't matter. I'm into whatever. I mean, I can't just say whatever because
whatever.
I have said on podcasts, I'm like, nobody really slides in my DMs that I'm into. Or no, I said nobody slides into my DMs. And then some people have slid into my DMs and I'm like,
and then,
I should
no,
amend I was, that to yeah. like people I'm like, just attracted to like right off the bat. But like, I don't know. Sometimes when you talk to somebody, you're like, oh my God, I never thought of this. Like the third woman I slept with,
okay.
I was like, we were in a bar and I was like, oh my God, I'm in love with you. And it was like somebody that I knew and never felt like that before until we like were looking into each other's eyes. And I was like, oh my word. So I don't know. That's why I don't take anybody off the table.
I like that. I like that. But I really do think, because I've talked to so many of my friends and I feel like my friends are good people, but I also feel like they're in really bad places. Like, Even if their career is going well, they're miserable. Even if their relationship is decent, they're miserable. Even if, like, oh, we get to be out and about and do things, they're like, oh, but it's so scary. It's COVID. I don't know. I don't, like, people are just nervous and stressed. So we're not getting the best of the best here. The election about to come up. So, like, I really just think you should just,
like,
just
buying a house, I should wait till after the election to get into a relationship.
To be honest, Nicole, straight up, the fact that I'm doing something long distance, it's only because, like, something inside of me is like, oh, this is my match. But otherwise, no, ma'am. Like, when that younger girl was like, I'm not ready to date, I was like, she's just not ready to date me because I'm old and, like, I'm crazy and I ain't got nothing going on and I don't even have a deadline. Like, it's just, I was going nuts. And then this other person just swooped in when I wasn't even thinking about it. But yeah, I just, whew, we went through it. I don't know. I really feel like there's something good out there for you, and just don't give up and don't be too hard on yourself, because you're doing amazing.
Sydney, thank you. I'm going to ask you a question I ask every guest I have. Would you date me?
Yes. You're so funny. You skate. Like, you...
That
doesn't matter. You're not scared to try new things. You said, I'm going to get on that pole, bitch, and I'm going to wear these heels, and I'm going to do it up. And, like, you're going to buy that Jeep, and you're going to take these photos, and you're going to have fun. And it's like, yes, that's exciting. We get these mundane ass people on these apps that don't do shit. And they're like, I like hiking. It's like, ugh, do you know what life is? Yuck. I like dogs and ice cream. That is your intro word. You're so fun. And you, like, you're beautiful. You got body, and you do different things with your hair. Like, come on now.
Sydney, thank you.
There is some woman in Minnesota dating a man that has not had a haircut since 2005. He looks the same every single day. We black women, we change it up. Our eyebrows, one day is green, the next is purple. Like, how could you not want to date us and you?
You'd be surprised.
Losers.
I think so. Well, Sydney, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, this was fun. I had a good time with you, and I think... I like your podcast because it's like, why won't you date me is a real question that everybody asks, especially because we don't get closure from when people, like, cut us off. But I also feel like maybe there could be, like, a part two of your podcast that's like people who will date you.
Well, I don't even know how I'd go about booking that, because right now, like, I'd be like, hey, do you want to do my podcast? Also, why won't you date me? And they're like, oh,
it's like, would you date me? And these are people who would be fans. And we all know that fans are, like, out of control. But
I wouldn't do something like that specifically because I'm not trying to, like, broadcast a relationship in real time.
Yeah.
Like, the people, I don't even talk about people in real time. I will wait to talk about somebody till it's been done for months. Just because I'm like,
bitch,
I don't.
You're so smart.
Well, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't need that person the minute we stop dating to hear me talk shit about them.
Ooh.
So it's like, if you wait a couple months, then they're like, are they talking about me or somebody else? So it's like, you never know. And it stays pretty ambiguous.
You're so smart.
Just trying to be a little smart.
You know you are.
But sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes people will, I've had a text or two where they're like, is this about me? And one time it was, and I was like, am I going to tell? I was like, yep, definitely was about you. Sorry about it. And then there was no, like, follow-up text. So it's like, whatever. I don't know. People are wild.
Now that I'm just, like, really open about dating women, I don't want to trash a woman. But if I was straight, I would let all the dirty laundry out.
Oh, well, people get very upset when I say I don't want a tiny dick man.
And come on now.
For me, I am like, you must understand, unless you're dense, I am talking about a cisgendered man.
Yes.
And I don't want his tiny dick. Am I dick shaming? No. I just don't want a tiny dick. That's how I feel. And then people have been like, well, what if they say they don't want a fat woman? I'm like, then great. We don't have to fucking date.
That's
what is your
business.
Problem? I don't give a shit. I'm not shaming him. I'm just saying I don't want him.
Nicole, I understand. It's the people. They don't understand.
They make me mad. Sydney, do you have anything you want to promote before we wrap it up?
You know, I just got a cute ass Instagram show. That's every Sunday at 7 p.m. But I might change the time. Who knows? But it's I can't cook, but I say that I can. And I have people try to help me cook something with a recipe or not. I would love for you to come on if you can. I was too afraid
yes.
to ask because.
Oh, please don't be afraid. I like are, you. I think you're very fun and funny. I would love to. Help you cook something. I'm so bad at it.
No, it's better when you're bad. It's better when you're bad.
I have watched Mateo cook things.
He's beautiful at it.
Meticulously watch him.
He's
and then
art.
Try to recreate it. Like I tried to make his carbonara and I just scrambled some eggs. He was so bad.
My favorite. Oh, he
it's
is
so
like
good.
King of carbonara. But yeah, that and I have a podcast called The Unofficial Expert and that's it. Nothing else.
That I love it. That's great.
Thank you.
Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like, you can subscribe, give me a 5-star review. Also, if you send me something nasty, I will read it. This person yes. said, hey, Nicole, I want to shove a lump of coal up in your hot little snatch along with a time-lapse camera. Ew! And watch that lump of coal form into a diamond. Oh, okay. Of the purest kind with only the sweltering heat and pressure of your fantabulous pussy to cook it to perfection, then I would extract that perfect diamond from your perfect pussy and secretly plan the loveliest marriage proposals with the custom ring I will painstakingly make by hand for you. With each, I would ask you to be mine with any of the finest eatery establishes. What? Oh, they're going to take me to Guy Fieri's restaurant to propose.
Okay.
And then it says, I hope you're doing well. My favorite are the nasty ones where people are like, okay, bye-bye. Or I hope you're well. I love you so much. But yeah, that's it. Okay. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.